Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Walkers Forum. This is your host, Stephanie Neal. And as always, I am so pleased that you've decided to spend a few minutes with me. So as you know, we've been discussing the tarot, and we're now about to talk about the fives today. And we're going to try to do as many as we can. And if we can't finish all of them today, then we'll just do it the next session. So let's get going. Now, as I pull the Five of Swords, and as I look at this card, the divinatory meaning are many, and as you've noticed, I have been essentially describing each card so that can spark your interpretation of what each card means, and it just helps identify. And I've heard several individuals tell me that, oh, I never saw that particular thing on that card. I never noticed that, or I never thought about that particular item in that particular way. So once again, as we all put our heads together and we all share all of our perspectives, these cards become more livelier as we move along. And isn't that how it's supposed to be anyway, that we share all of our perspectives for each card? So as we look at this card, we see this particular man. He's physically strong. You could possibly say his body is strong, and yet know that swords represent thought, and yet the older books regarding what swords means will say they mean important people in your life. So always keep that in the back of your mind. But as of late, in the current history of tarot, everyone has agreed that swords essentially means thoughts. So back to the card. So we see this card that he's strong, and yet it's someone that is possibly going to overtake you, or you are going to overtake them, but in a very base method, the lowest form, how to handle a disagreement or a debate through brute force. Just look at his face. He looks smug, as he won the battle. And he has won the battle, but then look at the price. He may have won the battle of thoughts, yet he is standing alone. And he has no individual or people there with him. They're walking in the other direction. So consider that when you're ready to have a debate with someone, that it's done in a respectful manner, respecting the other's views, because those two human beings walking away are just as fully human, has just as many experiences as you, and they all together would make a more complete picture than just this particular man standing alone. So basically sharing our thoughts and respecting each other's opinion and belief systems. And when we're looking at this individual on this car, we see that his hands are full. So remembering that swords represents thoughts, so he is filled, so filled with his own thoughts. His hands are so filled that it is impossible to receive anything else but his own thoughts. So that's probably one of the reasons why these two people are walking away from him, because they saw that. They saw that he wasn't ready, and hopefully he'll be ready soon, but he wasn't ready today to receive from the other thoughts that are out there swimming in the consciousness pool. So basically these other two people are walking towards the consciousness, which is always represented by water. And I would say when sharing, try not to diminish another person's perspective or opinion or their experiences. It's not healthy for the listener, and it's also not healthy for yourself, because we all want to be connected to everyone's opinion, and we want other people to feel comfortable enough that we do want to hear their perspective, and we do want to hear them define their beliefs. And there may be a time that you might not be ready to hear their particular beliefs, but maybe a year may pass, maybe 5 years may pass, and then one day that seed that they've planted within you, that you decide, you know, I think I will check into that. I think I will reconsider that statement, that one day long ago that I had with that particular person, and see if that possibly will work for me. And this is another card also that some like to use, say, like one key word for this card is defeat or conquest by unfair means over others or cruelty, and sometimes it's been interpreted as theft. The older books interpreted that this card as a theft. It could mean that. And I've also read in the older books that it can be interpreted as empty victory, and I like that. I think that definitely describes this particular card. And yet know that with every question, let's think about it. There's the question, there's the quarant asking the question, and all that she or he brings to that question. There's the reader. There's the position within the spread. There's the spread. So there, right off the top of my head, there's five variables that play into every single question and card and interpretation. And then knowing this, an aside, if you will, that every card answers every question. And I'll throw this in here also. Then another truism is that the answer that the quorant asks you, the answer is always in the question. So it's fun to try this out, that take any card and, well, first present a question and pull any card, and any card, every card will answer any question. So that's thrilling to recognize, and that many times opens up the eyes of people that has never thought of that. Like, oh, well, and then they realize, well, sure, that makes sense. And I do know that, because I have done that when I am a reader for other people. And yes, so many truisms are, in fact, things that you already do and you already know. It's just that maybe they just were never put in a sentence or never been spoken, but in so many words. So in general, when we're looking at this card, we can see the stormy weather with the clouds here. As we see the clouds, the stormy weather is obviously brewing, because it's obviously there was a debate, and now there's people with possibly hurt feelings. There's possibly people that will say, "No, I choose not to allow this person to usurp my beliefs or usurp my opinions, usurp my the way I choose to approach a subject or a life or an event and so on." So, yeah, I'm just looking at this card, see if there's anything here at the top of my head. I guess that the keywords here, suggestions, can be, once again, it's about the thinker, mental concerns. If you rank yourself above another or against another, it will never come out in good terms whenever you approach others as someone that is all-knowing, because we have to be very careful when we disseminate knowledge. We have to disseminate knowledge in such a way that we are speaking to another sacred human, another sacred being, and that they have just as much to teach us. And so we always have to share our knowledge in a compassionate, lovable, kind way to always keep the pathways open, to always keep the doors open, so then we can, in fact, receive. And it's their turn to then teach us. So it's a ever circle that each taking turns sharing our views, our thoughts. Never all come and say, no, it must be this way or it must be that way. There's no teaching within our particular religion that we think that is a kind way, and we don't even believe it. We believe that there's many ways to approach everything in life, and that we respect those many approaches, and we won't pass judgment on anyone approaching any particular subject, because that's their choice, and that's what harmony and unity is in fact all about. And when we look at this card again, we can also say that maybe there's mixed feelings in the workplace, or you may be thinking, well, this just is unfair. Or you may have a partner that is thinking that of you, or you're thinking that of that of the partner. This card also can show stubbornness. Or have you been a little stubborn? Have you experienced a person that's a little stubborn? But it all comes down to first on your mind, first and foremost when debating or sharing knowledge, is that the first thing is validating the other person. Basically, I want to hear your approach. I want to hear how you and what you do for this particular problem, issue, activity, belief system, whatever it may be. And it is always amazing that even though there may be different approaches, those different approaches make the whole web stronger than everyone having the same belief system. So there's strength in listening and respecting and agreeing with another person, because you can agree with another person even though they may have a different belief. Well, you can still agree with it. Doesn't mean you have to live with it, but you can still say, all right, I can understand how you believe that, and that's beautiful, and just leave it there. So holding each other's views in high esteem and respect, and that's always good to do in the end. And then always trying to convey that openness to all that receives your words. Because isn't it a two-way street that they also desire to share their many, many experiences and knowledge with you, because they also have lived a million lifetimes just like you. Now we move, let me look at this card again just in case I'm missing. All right, so essentially that's the basics to the Five of Swords. Now, Five of Pentacles. Pull that out. All right. Now with the Five of Pentacles, when you look at this card, your attention goes to the two figures, that they are not properly dressed or in any condition to be walking in a freezing snowstorm. And when we look at these two individuals, we were reminded of the proverbial statement that comes to mind, that they had been left out in the cold. So we can ask the quorum, have you ever felt that you've been left out in the cold, and allow them to express themselves. And this can just be a good icebreaker right in the beginning anyway, to allow the quorum to speak, because that indeed is what we want. And because this is Pentacles, remember that the Pentacles relate to the physical world, material, money, things they own, and obviously these people, at least for this particular day, seems like they have no comfort, creature comforts, and they are truly destitute, so destitute that the gray-haired woman has no shoes, wearing a tattered wrap, and the young man, unshaven, only wears a mismatched socks and bandages. This couple obviously has had a difficult life, and at least lately. And it is this young man that, if you notice, that you can see that he looks up to this window, and he notices, you know, this window, and he has, he can be, who knows what he's thinking, but he could be thinking, maybe I can retrieve help within this building. I've received help from that symbol on that window, because he sees the green leaves of growth on this, if you want to even call it the tree of life, even though it's not like the official tree of life, but it's a tree, and tree, it does represent the tree of life, and it's nine-limbed tree, and a stained glass, or some people say it's a church. It may have been a church, or it may be just a building of a wealthy resident within this town, because there was a time that that the people did have stained glass, beautiful stained glass windows within their residences. But either way, the symbol gives the young man hope and refuge, knowing that he can ask help from spirit. The first circle in this tree, at the left bottom, is a broken circle, and this depicts that everyone can enter spirit, even though they may enter for the first time as broken. Yet as we move through life, we gain our legs and know how to take the next firm step from the physical spirit and spirit. And then, so we can say with this card, as I'm looking at this, it can be that they may have, well, let me put it this way. I've heard people interpret this card as, well, maybe they have just failed to grasp inner spiritual light, and that's why they are walking in a snowstorm, that though interested, that is and could be a very valid statement for a particular person, but this could also be interpreted that these people chose to live a nomadic life and chose not to hold all the creature comforts, and they chose to, and yet they do need to enter into rest for a few days inside, so they can recuperate, and just maybe they are very spiritual people, living in lack through no fault of their own, and that they chose to live this life because they chose different lessons. And though they may not have chosen the lessons, but just because a person is destitute does not mean that they're not spiritual. That it may mean that they may be very spiritual and very content living and learning what they chose to learn within this lifetime. Let me check the time. Okay, we're still doing good with time. So you can look at this card and you can see, all right, it could possibly mean that is there someone, some things that you have crutches that you're using as a crutch, or maybe there's a healing that needs to take place, or maybe through the illness you find peace and the light and that shift of consciousness as more and more people are realizing is important to everyone, and everyone eventually will receive that. Well, you see the snow, and the snow is water, a semi-solid form, you know, saying that in this silent water is in fact brings, can you hear that silent voice within you? Can you hear your answers within to see your light? Are you preparing a project, study, event, practicing something, or are you using something as your that you want to work on so that can be presented in a unorthodox manner? Because these two people are in fact teaching others life lessons through the way they live. I can say that in confidence because we all do that. No matter what life we choose, we all teach through our own actions and through our own life. So a person may not think of themselves as a teacher, but in fact they are teaching everyone that they touch. So everyone they meet, no matter how short or how long that they stay with a particular person, that they are in fact sharing a beautiful lesson to everyone that their lives teach, and vice versa. So this card can be so uplifting, and yet it can be, just by looking at it, it's so incredibly depressing. And yet it depends, once again, on the question, and the question can be answered. It can be, yes, these people are headed for comfort. These people have finally recognized that they need to have the courage to ask what they need. And that is a very spiritual concept that many take decades to learn, that at times one needs to stand up and ask what they need with others, with others. And one way for securing help is by asking while being a help to others. So let me see. Okay, we're still good. Now, so in general, pentacles, and if you notice, I try to keep everything very general here to allow you to go into the specifics regarding the question that will be given to you by your quarant. And so, you know, pentacles, it's worldly concerns. It's saying like these people need help, thus ask for help. Don't assume that they're being kept out. Don't assume that they don't know that the building is there, because some will say, well, they don't even notice this building. Yes, they do. You can see that the young man, in fact, is looking at the window. But if a person wants to interpret that, depending on the question, that's just as valid. Once again, it's about the question. And this, or it could be, is this approach is not working, and it's time to change my methods, meaning that, all right, I've tried to approach things in this manner, coming from lack, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And so this card can become deep really quickly, depending on the question. This can mean that this person is feeling very isolated. They are just incredibly worried about something, maybe very worried about money or where they're going to live. But this card, once again, I see hope in it, this obviously couple of that is truly in lack. So, but yet, no, once again, that does not mean this is not a incredibly wonderful couple that can share and teach much to anyone that they approach. All right, so I've done two cards here. So we're going to leave it there. I'll be doing another session in a few hours. Until next time, blessed be.